Do you like any teachers of yours? There were a few teachers that I was particularly fond of. I'll tell you about my PE teacher, Miss Burrier. Since she knew I was painfully shy and especially clumsy when it comes to gym class, she allowed me to do the dance routine that she assigned to us in a private room only in front of her to save me from the embarrassment. I so appreciated it. Do you still keep in touch with your teacher? I've lost contact with all elementary and middle school teachers, but I keep in touch with a couple university professors. As uni professors are allowed to have more of a relationship with students, it was easier to get to know them. My Spanish professor and I message back and forth every year to catch up. Do you want to be a teacher? As I'm not a patient person, I don't think teaching is for me. Furthermore, I dread the thought of standing in front of the classroom trying to get the class's attention while the children fool around. I think it takes a special person to be a teacher, and unfortunately, I don't meet the criteria. Do you remember your favorite teacher from primary school? Of course. I'll tell you about my second grade teacher, Miss Pulio. She was always kind, encouraging, and incredibly patient, even with us little rascals. I always felt a sense of warmth in her classroom, which the students responded well to. The world needs more teachers like her. Did you pretend to be a teacher in the childhood? Oh, yes. I remember playing teacher with the small chalkboard my friend had at her house. I used to think it was so entertaining to be the teacher and give the class assignments to do. I usually focused on math and art. I loved pretending to give orders. What qualities should a good teacher have? Firstly, I think a teacher needs to be patient. Secondly, I think the teacher must be kind and encouraging, which creates a warm, open learning environment. I also think they should have interpersonal skills to be able to understand the needs of all different students. There are different kinds of teachers, but I would use this as a rule of thumb.